Remembrance of wrongs is an interpreter of Scripture which explains the words of the Spirit allegorically in order to suit its own disposition. Let it be put to shame by the prayer of Jesus, which cannot be said with it. It kind of ties in to what I've said about this fifth paragraph. This is the tenth paragraph of Remembrance of Wrongs in the letter. You say the prayer of Jesus, and perhaps in the beginning when you say it, you still have enmity in your heart. You might even grit your teeth. Say it anyway, and pray for the person until you finally flogged that enmity out of your heart. There's another thing here. St. John is talking about how we perceive reality. We can read the Scripture and be wrong, completely wrong, because we can interpret it according to our passions. That's what he's saying. And the remembrance of wrongs causes us to interpret the Scripture in the wrong way to justify ourselves. We must be careful. How do we know if we're interpreting the Scripture wrong? I'm not talking about a dogmatic interpretation, but I'm talking about a spiritual interpretation, because you must read the Scripture to benefit spiritually. How do you know you're reading it right? How do you know that you're having the right interpretation of the Scripture? That's a really difficult question to answer. I don't really exactly know how to answer it. But I do know that St. John gives us one of the methods, and that is flog your passions with the prayer of Jesus. Everybody should be saying the prayer of Jesus, which is, Lord Jesus Christ, have mercy on me, or some variation thereof, and pray it with attention in your heart every day. Not just on the way to work, that's good to do. Not just when you're waiting for the bus. Not just when you're washing dishes. All those things are good, salutary times to pray the Jesus prayer. But if you can, if you have the time, even if it's only 5 minutes, 5 minutes in your closet, 10 minutes, whatever you can do. And especially pray for if you have anybody in your heart that is not in your heart in the right way, you pray for that person. And then you'll have a better chance of having the right interpretation of Scripture. May God help us to do this. May God bless you and help you in all things.